Sadly, it all boils down to tonight. Part two, Southern Charm reunion. Trashly and Catherine get into it. Pass me the tissues. The season is over. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We can't do it. No, it's a lot. Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome. Part two, Southern Charm reunion. Things are so intense. We have so much to talk about.
Oh my gosh, we literally
can't wait to get started. But before we do, love to introduce my lovely co-host.
Hi, guys. I'm barely here. I am Laura L. Thomas, and I'm so excited to talk about this. But holy mackerel, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to cry.
Chris McLaughlin here. Always. We want to start, so we're going to just go ahead and get into it.
Let's just go.
Hey, guys, and I'm Maitha Creo. And we have Matt Maher joining us as well, because it wouldn't be our last show without having Matt here.
He's on the line.
Sugars.
There you go.
Matt Maher, we miss you.
Shine. I'm going to be here. Y'all look so cute.
Aww. We miss you, Matt.
We dressed up for you, Matt.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I'm on the East Coast. I'm in my pajamas. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Seriously.
Let's do it.
All right. So we didn't even get a chance to kind of structure ourselves as we usually do.
We just had to jump in. We're too excited.
Yeah. Okay. So let's jump in first and let's talk a little bit about, I kind of want to say how Catherine handles her whole depression. Mm-hmm. And Catherine and Cameron, we found out that she suffers as well from anxiety, mm-hmm. which I didn't know.
Nope.
And then we also get into Austin and the whole Chelsea situation. So let's jump into that, because that's actually really, really juicy.
Yeah.
Austin still has no job. We have some stuff in our news coming up later on that has to do with Austin. What do we feel about Chelsea calling Austin out on all his stuff?
I think it's great. I mean, let's just be honest. He's a cheap guy, which isn't attractive. And I don't think she's a woman that would hold someone accountable for it, except for the fact that he's acting kind of douchey. So,
I might pose another school of thought for that. So,
last time you did that.
I love your earrings, by the way.
I know. Yeah. I'm not mentioning Florida at all in this entire show. Just FYI.
We love Florida.
We do love Florida. But I do want to ask you. Okay. So, Chelsea said in the past her boyfriends that she had would never, ever, ever even think about letting her pay for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Was Austin ever her boyfriend?
Yes, they were in a relationship.
Yeah, I thought so.
Was it a committed relationship, or were they just because
where
per
are you
Austin?
Do you remember they sat at the table, and I guess I forget what event it was.
And she was like, he was like, "I like you," and she's like, "I feel the same way about
it
you."
It was at Patricia's ball last season.
Yeah, so that was when I felt like they made it official.
And at the reunion,
are we wrong?
No, and at the reunion they said that they were official. Last reunion.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, because that was where I was like, is she sending him mixed messages? Which is that was the Twitter thing that was brought up, was that she sends him mixed messages.
Mm-hmm. She definitely overly flirts. I'll give her that. And she even admitted that.
Well, and for sure, like that whole wrap around the legs situation, we talked about that when it actually happened.
It's natural.
I'm 100% just
my type of Latina.
Yeah,
so
I
did.
Yeah. I felt the same way. I was like, this is something that she's done 100 times.
Uh-huh.
Like, he went to pick her up. She, like, mm-hmm. he, like, scooped her up. He picked her up, and it was like a natural reaction. It's not like she threw her legs around him, but she did kind of, like, wrap her legs, and then she caught herself.
How could she not? It's Austin.
I mean, he's so hot, right?
Yeah.
Austin. So hot.
I'm sorry, but he just looked real good.
All
for this
kinds
reunion.
Of good.
Yeah.
He looks
like,
real good.
He is really hot, but he's still a loser.
I mean, the voice of reason.
Do you think he gave him, she's giving him mixed messages, Matt?
I mean, yes. I think the deal is sometimes it's very few people can have a breakup and be friends with someone. It's mm-hmm. like you need to give time to let the scab heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they didn't do that, and they tried to do that, and I feel like now they're doing that now that they're both with other people.
For sure. Do we think they're the Ross and Rachel?
Ooh,
of Southern Charm?
I love that they said that. I was like, oh my God, that's so spot on, right?
Matt says no, though.
Oh my God, you don't think
no,
so?
No, she is too good for him. He's a loser.
Yeah,
I don't want to drive beer, mm-hmm. but no.
Matt, you're so good at, like, giving advice, especially about relationships.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, hang on to that desire to try his beer, because we might actually get a taste of it. You'll just have to stay tuned for the news section.
Yeah. So, Chelsea also brings up the fact that she wants him to get his life together, especially his career. And she's saying how, like, because she came from, you know, a family that had it really rough when she was growing up, that he has it so easy, the fact that he can just go to his parents and ask for money. And I completely 1,000% agree with that. Like, when we were watching the season, the fact that he went over to them and was like, hey, I have this idea in my head. And they were like, great, you have to prove to us that this is what you really want, and we'll get behind you and do that. That's awesome. So many parents that don't have the money, of course, I'm sure they'd want to do that, but they just can't.
I want to hear what you had to say, because you disagreed with that.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm, like, y'all so don't curious. Make me the enemy. I'm going to be, like, the Trashley of this panel.
I don't want to be that. I mean, if the shoe fits. No, I'm kidding.
Stop it. Oh my gosh. I love Florida.
I love Chelsea.
We
love you
everything.
Too, Laura. We love
but
you.
But I'm curious. I'm curious to hear this. Like, I'm always for rebuttals.
So here's the thing. The different perspective that I'd like to present is that, yes, it's one thing, I think, to come from money and to have money to be able to go say to your parents and say, hey, I have this idea. Will you back me? Will you support me?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is that if his parents are as good of parents as I think that they may be, and what we've seen on camera, I don't know that they're going to back something that is ultimately a failure or going to be a failure. So I think it's on his parents to require that he presents something profitable and strong and well thought out before backing it. If the situation were that he was like, okay, I want to start a dog circus, and which I think would be awesome, actually.
That would be awesome.
But I want to start a dog circus. Mom and Dad, will you front me $100,000 to start my dog circus? And they're like, yeah, kid, we love you so much. Here's $100,000 to start your dog circus. Mm-hmm. Then that's on them as the parents to not do their due diligence to say, present us with something that seems profitable, or present us with something that seems viable. And yes, if it makes sense, then we will buy into it as investors, because ultimately we want to make a return on our investment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my first point. The second point I would like to make, I think, now I'm not in a super Charleston situation, so I don't know the kind of money that they come from, but I would also say that it kind of falls to a lot of this Peter Pan syndrome that we see a lot with these men, and that they are handed so much by their parents growing up. Like, at some point, don't they need to step out on their own and not ask their parents to back whatever it is that they're making?
That's what he should have done.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think Chelsea said anything wrong. I think she was right in exactly what you were saying. Like, it is easy for him to be like, hey, mom and dad, like, this is what I'm creating. Now, I think he did come to them because you... Okay, so I'm going to rewind a little bit. He talked about his parents being really strict, right? Mm-hmm. And being a hard ass with him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can I say that word?
Yes.
Well, you just did, girl. I hope you can.
And so I think that he wouldn't even present to them an idea that wouldn't be profitable. So I don't think that's what she was saying. I think she was just saying, like, in general, like, speaking, like, you have that option. You have that option.
Sure, she has an option.
Yeah, to go to your parents. And I completely agree with her. Like, I don't have that option. You know, I have everything I have, I've worked for. And it, not bagging on anybody who had parents like that to support them, because trust me,
that would be nice. I'd take it.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I think the thing is that she's saying, like, look at what you have.
Open your eyes.
Yeah, look at what you have. Be thankful and grateful for it. And don't let that allow you to be lazy. Like, work hard and you know, be thankful for what you have, you know, at the end of the day. I think that's what she meant.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what she meant, too.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, Chelsea just feels, she still has feelings for Austin. We can see it. And I can
see
it on Austin's
face, too. She sees the potential in him. And I think that's why she feels so dear and near to him about this situation. Because it's like, She cares for him. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think she has unconditional love for him. I don't know if she wants to be with him.
Yeah.
No. But I think she unconditionally loves him
as a person
and cares for his well-being.
Right.
I agree.
And what was also brought up as well was the fact that, you know, the whole Victoria situation and how he wanted to feel loved.
Yeah.
And that's why he went towards Victoria and accepted that relationship. Mm-hmm. And he said that that was the biggest regret of the season for him, which was a big shocker to me because I thought it would be like, I don't know. I thought he wouldn't have any regrets.
I don't know, because she ended up being
I thought they were going to talk about how crazy Victoria was.
They actually gave her a lot of good props on this show.
No.
I was like, wow, they like tooting her horn.
Yeah, but did you all guys also hear the fact that Shep hooked up with her? But he was like, it was PG-13. It wasn't rated R.
And was it before? Didn't he say it was before?
I just love that he even mentioned it because he had to one-up him. He's the one-upper. You know, they one-up each other.
Whatever, Shep.
It literally feels like there's like 10 people in Charleston that just all have sex with each other.
It's like
my high school. I'm from Alameda High. That's how all the people were
four
in my high school.
Four to six times a week for Shep.
Gross.
When they were guessing, I was guessing four to six as well. I'm like,
Hey, any man that's going to be that sweaty is having sex four to six times a week. Are you kidding?
Gross.
He's got to work up a sweat somehow.
Is it with Catherine, though?
Well, maybe. I don't know. He did say she was very good.
He said she was very good, and he was like, very good. And she's like, that's my type. The older he gets, the more attracted she is to him.
I would not want that aired out on national television.
I don't think they really care.
I guess you can't know, but I would want it to be a little...
Uh-huh. Mouth shut. All right, you guys, let's jump into it. Let's jump into Trashly.
Let's
jump into talking all things of her, because I feel like this is going to take majority of our time, and we have a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
So she enters the room, and everyone is kind of like nervous.
No one would look at her.
When
she sat down, literally, like, Andy Cohen starts talking, he's like, we're back with the Southern Charm Part 2 reunion. And Ashley's there like, hi, guys. And then literally everybody was like,
mm-hmm. So she's wearing a bridal jumpsuit. It's from a bridal boutique.
Did you not know that, Matt?
Oh, my God.
It's from a bridal boutique.
She did. And she...
Go ahead,
Matt. She's so basic. I was going to say, too, she's so basic. And I do agree with Mike Bowman in the chat who said, did anybody feel so sorry for the makeup artist that had to spend all that time with her?
Oh, I did.
4 hours.
I did. I was watching her. You could tell she was just like, she was so over it.
She was so sick of it.
She was probably like, I don't know. What would you do?
Probably like, that's my only friend for the day, like forever that she's
and
had.
All she did was just talk. And the makeup artist looked like she was so over it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Poor girl.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, I need a hairstyle because I tend to do this a lot with my hair.
I just love that she's super aware of that. Like, how she knows that is because she's so, I don't know, maybe I make sense because she's so narcissistic.
So she starts off by saying that nobody understands her humor, right? And if people understood her humor, that they would understand where she was coming from.
Mm-mm.
But the entire time I'm thinking, like, humor, how does humor play into what you've said and what you've done if you have no remorse of it, right?
No,
she's the devil, like they said. The devil.
She was the devil in white. I have so many thoughts about this whole thing. First of all, I hated that the phrase that she kept repeating is, I'm not leaving. Like, Thomas, I'm not leaving. All season long, all we kept hearing her say is, like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving.
And even, like the producers said it. Like, she was saying something.
She was like, you're not leaving. You're not going anywhere. And she's like, we get it. We get you're not going anywhere,
she's
Ashley.
Like, well, yeah.
And, like, do we think it's a 15 minutes of fame thing?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's lasting more than it should.
Yeah.
And that's kind of getting me a little bit scared.
What do you think, Matt?
I've already tweeted about this, actually with the picture, because I really feel like I'm going to go there with this. I feel like this reunion made me really sad, and sad for Ashley, made me sad for Catherine and what she ever can. Because to me, this is the, like I tweeted about, this is the effect of toxic masculinity on women and how men take women's voices away from them and abuse them.
Yes.
Can I say, I'm gonna also say that, jumping off of that, is that I love that everybody, I mean, I'm not by any means like condoning anything that Ashley did, but I love that everyone was trying to like get in her head and be like, look, you're also a victim, like sort of in a way, like, you know, the way that
it was
Thomas
a filmed intervention.
Yeah, it was. And I appreciate that.
Cameron literally wanted to help her. You could see it. You could tell Catherine was actually
all
scared
of them,
for
Craig's,
her.
All of them. They all did.
This was the first time Craig has ever said anything that actually made sense.
Yeah. Legitimately, yeah. I looked at you halfway through and I was like, that's the smartest thing Craig said.
Yeah, that's what you told me. And I started paying attention. Yeah.
I was like, wow, Craig. Okay. Yeah. But he also, I mean, we can't forget, like, he's studied law, you know what I mean? So he's like, he knows so legally the ramifications of, anyway, go ahead.
Maybe that's what he's meant to do in this life.
Yes.
It's like treat patients like Catherine who are so intoxicated.
Maybe like represent women who are put in situations like this where
that's
they're victims.
A good one.
There you go,
there
Craig.
You go, Craig.
There we go, Craig.
We
found
it for you. You're welcome.
He's a sweetheart, really.
Finally.
You know, he's very. I don't know. He's very sensitive and supportive, and I love that side of him.
Love you, Craig.
Yeah. He'll be a good therapist. Actually.
I do.
He's one of those therapists
so
that their life is a shit show, but he's good.
Mm-hmm. No, I liked Craig a lot in this reunion, but I didn't in this version of the reunion. But the thing that kept coming back to my mind is if she keeps saying, like, I'm not going anywhere, why are you so desperate to stay in this situation?
You know what I feel like it is? I feel like she's been needing love for a very long time.
But I don't think she's in love.
But that's what she feels like she is.
Maybe her and Austin need to get together then.
No, I just feel like there comes a time. I feel like there comes a time where, like, they have this image in their head of how their life is supposed to be. And she probably sees that with Thomas. And she feels like this is his type. His feeling of loving him, you know?
I feel like I need a snap.
I feel like she is literally trying to shove a square peg into a round hole.
Oh, my God.
It's so sad.
But that's what we're hearing about. Abusive relationship believe it's your responsibility. It's like Mike
you blame
Bowman
it on yourself.
She kept saying she was a brat, right?
She blamed it on herself.
She kept being like saying like, oh, that was my fault. Oh, I did that. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have done that.
To the fact that, you know, he threw food at her.
So Chelsea said that, right? Yeah. Chelsea was like, hey, you know, I heard this rumor that he threw the leftover food at her. And she was like, in that moment, you can tell that she was not prepared for it.
No.
And she was just like, yes, it was true. But she's like, but it was my fault.
See,
that was something I did, and I deserved it. That's kind of what she was saying.
And I feel like that was...
Yes, that is what made me sad. Yeah. Seeing her lie for him.
And that was the first moment that you saw Ashley uncalculated. In this entire interview. She was so calculated. She knew exactly what they were going to ask. Mm-hmm. She had an answer for everything. Yeah. She was very poised. She was shaking in her boots.
Yes.
Like, her voice was trembling. Yep. She was very, but you could tell she was calculated and she, like, knew exactly how she was going to answer these.
Yes.
And then they hit her with that question. She was like...
I didn't think she was going to the stand and someone prepped her. That's what I thought of 100%. When I saw her. I was like, okay, somebody definitely prepped her on these questions.
Thomas.
Definitely, or a lawyer, you know, maybe both.
A PR agent, this is how to handle this.
Yeah, but I will say this. I just, in that moment, I saw a child and I felt bad for her in that moment. Like, I saw a child and she reverted back to, you know, maybe a 5-year-old or even, you know, it's almost like you're like a child when they get caught doing something wrong and they are caught red-handed. You know, you see this fear, you know, in their eyes. And that's exactly what she had. And I felt so bad for her in that moment.
You know what also changed throughout this entire episode of just watching Ashley was how Catherine started first and her eyes were kind of like rolling back. Her facial expressions were everything.
I love it.
But I feel like once Catherine realized
what was going on,
she kind of toned it down and was like, okay, girl.
Yeah.
What you're going through was what I went through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let me preach to you and let me tell you what needs to be said.
Yeah.
And the fact that she told Catherine, she's like, look at me in the eyes, you know, and all these little like nuances that she was saying, it was just, it was mind blowing.
Yeah.
And also the fact that she said, their relationship with Patricia, right? That came up. And she was saying that one of her biggest regrets was shopping with Patricia as opposed to going and shopping with Catherine. And then they spoke about that relationship because Andy brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess from now, they're broken apart. They have no communication because of something that happened on social media. I didn't see this social media thing go on. This was the first time that I was hearing about it. Did you guys hear about that?
I didn't realize they were as done as they are.
I did. We talked a bit about it because I guess there was a mutual friend that Patricia had that he was dating. Remember?
Right, but I didn't see that's when it started. Yeah, but I think it was before that. I think because it was Thomas telling Patricia to go back to New York.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, basically Thomas called her a Yankee, which is the worst thing you can say in the South.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. And I did not like that Ashley was trying to throw Patricia under the bus as to why her relationship with Kathy, like blaming her, like, oh, the reason why I had a bad relationship with you is because Patricia was in my ear telling me this and that. I mean, do you not have a brain of your own? You know, let's just be honest here. I think she's just making that stuff up. And even if, let's say, Patricia was saying something bad about Catherine. Like, you're your own person. Like, you can make your own assumptions about people based off of, you know, your interactions with them.
Well, and that's the thing that I found frustrating and also, like we've all said, sad about this conversation that they were having with mm-hmm. Ashley was because she kept talking in circles. Mm-hmm. She kept contradicting herself and saying, like, she would say one thing mm-hmm. and then she would contradict it 2 minutes later. And she's just all over the map, truly. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is just a sign that I almost feel like this reunion was like a cry for help from her.
It's like the Twilight Zone.
Do you know what I mean? Like, for her to come on and, like, and we all saw it. Everybody saw it. Everybody was sitting there saw it. Now the whole world's going to see it. Like, it's just this huge cry for help, I almost feel
like. She almost looks like she's in a cult or something. It's weird.
I just hope that she takes it. I hope that she is able to come through this and is able to sort of see, you know, what she was missing. Because I was mm-hmm. watching and I was like, how are you that unaware?
You know, it got to a point where she kind of stayed quiet. Mm-hmm. She wasn't saying anything. And mm-hmm. she was just listening to what everybody was saying, what Andy was saying. And I was reading in this article as well that she flew out yesterday and she came out here to Santa Barbara, I guess because it just got really, really heated for her and she didn't want to hear what was going on when they were filming. I mean, when they were showing tonight's part two of the reunion. Another thing that they
brought up. And I bet because she didn't want to be to interrupt, but I bet she flew out because she didn't want to be by Thomas. Because I bet you she is terrified of his reaction.
Oh, yes, Matt, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
Because you can even see in the outro interview, like when she said, and they were guessing my judgment. And she's like, but my judgment's been fine. And then she said, well, maybe my judgment wasn't good in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, she's unraveling. Mm-hmm. And I hope that she unravels to, like, see that I'd like Cameron. And Cameron made the point. And she said, you literally have seen him throw you under the bus on camera, but you're still with him. Why do you let someone treat you like that? I hope that she can see just the toxicness of Thomas.
And I think the blessing and the curse of the situation is that now she has this national spotlight on mm-hmm. her situation. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's now got this giant mirror held up in front of her. And now it's like, what do you do with that?
You can't deny it.
You know? You really can't.
Yeah, it's hard.
Like, it's just.
You got all these people, too. I mean, that's a lot of people to say, hey, you know what? You're in denial. This is what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, this is really mm-hmm. what's going on. And we're trying to help you. We're trying to, we're trying to uplift you. And I mean, for people that don't like you to want to uplift you, mm-hmm. that's huge. I'm sorry.
You know what it is? It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And you can see the exhaust, I think, in her face.
Yeah. Well, that's, 100%. I mean, truly.
It's heavy. It's exhausting. It's mm-hmm. like you're doing all of this effort and she's doing so much that I feel like there's going to be a breaking point for her. And she's getting there.
And I think that's what mm-hmm. she's saying when they question her. Now, like, the whole, like, cocaine allegations and whatever mm-hmm. and all of that stuff, like, that aside, because nobody knows really what happens behind. I mean, we kind of know, but.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you can, that, when she's saying, like, oh, the anxiety of filming, the anxiety of watching it back, the anxiety of the allegations, like, all of that.
Yeah, that's heavy.
The exhaustion of trying to hold all of that together, like, no wonder she's as big as my pen.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, God.
I mean, I really do try, like, truly, you start to look at it where you're just, like, at some point, the corner is turned, and you're just like, this is a fragile situation.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
this is a scary, fragile
situation. It is scary. It is a scary situation,
right.
Definitely.
And it got to the very end, too, I feel like, when every single person had something to say to her, and I feel like everyone really came from a genuine place.
Yeah. Which I love,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah. And at the very, very end, Catherine finally says what she's been wanting to say. Mm-hmm. And she tells her, you know, focus on loving yourself.
Yeah.
And that, to me, was like the best advice she could have given her. Mm-hmm. Because she's been in her shoes, you know? Right? Like, first and foremost comes you.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping and praying. We're praying for you, Ashley. We really are.
Truly, though, y'all.
It, you know, we started off this season and we're like, okay, let's give her a shot. And then we saw her true colors and we're like, who is this? It's Trashly. Yeah. This is hot, hashtag hi Ashley and everything. And now, you know, it's kind of like a roller coaster ride where now we're at this point mm-hmm. where we feel really, really bad for her.
And I feel like she feels stuck because she's being told something, you know, to what she should believe. And she wants to stay by her man's side and he's brainwashed her. And, mm-hmm. and now she's kind of like, well, if I retract my statements, then I look like an idiot. You know what I mean? And I don't think that she wants to feel like she's, you know, been
and
duped.
Also, yeah, exactly. If you and you get to that point as well, yeah. to your point of like, if you don't want to feel duped, like then how hard is it to come out
ego
and say I was wrong?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like if you defend Oof. Something so long, I would not yeah. want to be in her shoes.
I
really
supposedly
truly.
She signed an NDA agreement.
Right? Mm-hmm. What was that about?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
And you know that's all true. Yeah. Can I just bring up a point, too? Just yes. kind of the shift in the show of, uh-huh. like, between all the men who, like, Thomas was in, like, the bro club, and they were also bro club. And I like that Andy kind of went after them, like, as far as, like, the people were upset that they didn't step up for Chelsea. And then
yes.
they explained
yes.
that.
Yes, I love
did,
that.
But,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, now they are so – none of them are Team Thomas. You can tell by mm-hmm. their reactions that mm-hmm. they're disgusted by him. It's yeah, such a yeah. turn in the show.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's made them look bad, too, you know? I mean, let's just be honest. They kind of – didn't like Andy had said, they didn't jump in when they needed to and mm-hmm. and they defended him when he was doing things that were really bad, and now they're kind of like almost a part of it, you know. It's guilty by association, really.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Do we think that that's why Whitney yep. didn't show up to the reunion?
No, my sister had actually told me why he didn't show up to me.
Why?
My sister shows me, like,
tell us the tea.
Out to my sister. I don't have any give it to I started watching Southern Charm because of her, and this was like a sisterly thing, and this is the first season I don't get to
What's
watch.
What's your sister's
with
name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Jen.
She sends
we
me
love
news.
You, Jennifer. Come
yes.
see us.
Yes.
yeah.
I guess she was saying that he was working on another project, and I feel like he was working on Southern Charm Savannah at the time because he's producing that. Mm. And so that's why he couldn't be there.
Oh, and New Orleans.
And yeah. New Orleans, exactly, which Matt and I covered. So if you haven't watched, you guys go back, watch that season,
show.
And watch our after show. But yes, that's why he wasn't there.
Okay.
But he didn't really add much to it. I feel like, Matt, you said this in one of the comments, and you were saying how he kind of just wasn't involved in the season that much. But he was there on, like, in Hilton. Head, he could have stood up and said mm-hmm. something, and he didn't.
But he wants that drama. I mean,
sure,
come on, that makes for good TV. I can't
back
blame
with
him.
His popcorn in the back, just
yeah.
like watching the drama unfold.
He pulled those mm-hmm. people together on that boat for a reason. You know, he knew what he was doing. He was making good TV right there. I can't hate on that.
That boat, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, do you see his face? I can never get over Thomas's face. He's like the Grinch. He's like. You know, it's like
I felt so bad ugly. For Chelsea. Chelsea even mentioned it today, and she said, I feared my life.
Yeah.
She's like, I felt like he was going to just jump on
oh,
me.
Oh, I wish he would have talked to me
sure.
like that.
Oh, Lord. We all don't. We wish.
All right. I wish.
So let's give our final thoughts of this. What did we think about this reunion? Did it meet our expectations?
Oh, beyond.
Let's start with you, Lara. Did it meet your expectations?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I knew there were going to be fireworks for sure. What I'm really glad is that everybody kind of got called on their BS.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody was called
yes.
out. Everybody had to kind of, like,
Andy
own their actions,
it.
Really,
yeah.
truly. There was no hiding in
mm-hmm.
this. They spent a lot of time talking about Shep and his you know,
frugal ways. Which, by the way,
transgressions,
he said he doesn't wear a condom if he really knows them.
Stop. Oof. That's so gross.
Stop it.
I mean...
Like- Gross.
I can't. But I do appreciate that every single person had to kind of own up to their actions of the season, which nobody was left unscathed,
yeah.
if you will,
yes.
mm-hmm. if they had something that they needed to own up to. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate that
Good.
About this reunion.
I will say that I was pleasantly surprised. Well, not even pleasantly surprised. I shouldn't say that. But I was surprised at how much empathy that I would have for Ashley. Like, I was not expecting that. I was like, oh, I'm going to get her. You know what I mean? Like, I have so much to say, you know, after this show, I'm going to say some stuff. And then once I watched it, I was just, like, really surprised by how she's just like a little lost deer in the woods, you know, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I'm not condoning any of her behavior by no means, but like I had a lot of empathy for her and God, you know, what a horrible person to have to deal with. Thomas is truly, actually, he's the devil.
Yeah.
You know?
What about you, Matt? Final thoughts on tonight's or the whole reunion?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, I just want to say a couple of shout outs to some people.
Yes, while please. Yes. Up. Oh my God. How can I forget about?
Yes. People. Sorry, guys. Yeah. He's watching our feed right now live and he's commenting.
Thank you, Matt. Thank for doing you.
That. Oh, yes. I know. I'm in there with them. CC Freak, Quiet Please. Both CC thought it was Freak. A great reunion.
Yes.
And, you know, Kathy Hughes brings up that they've been on, that they're, they have been on Thomas's side in the past. But remember, we saw Thomas is crazy at those dinners. Mm-hmm. So that's something to think about, too. Kimberly Mayfield, shout out. Carrie Cecile, thanks so much for watching and commenting. And as far as my final thoughts, kind of circling back to what Laura said, I'm realizing in this reunion, it did make me feel very sad for Ashley, but it also just made me feel good about the camaraderie and seeing how far Catherine's come. Yes. But this is like the first reunion where there's no loose
It's like
spread.
An AA like, meeting, like right?
The show could end here. I don't want it to, but it's like everything was pretty
don't
much resolved.
Say that.
I feel like I understand what you're saying. I feel like I need a little bit more. I understand that, Matt, actually, because everybody's kind of like the relationships that we had on the show are now
okay.
officially yeah. like split down the middle. Like everybody's kind of going there. Yeah. Everyone's forging their own path. Mm-hmm. Yes. So almost
it's like they've all grown up.
Yeah. Except for Shep.
Well, except for Shep. But like, yeah. But I almost Craig. Feel like I would want to pick up this show in like 5 years and be like, where are they now?
Oh my God.
Oh, that was good.
No, but I can't live without it. Like, yes, I can't take it. I'm already thinking, like, what's going to be okay. here next Thursday?
Yes. Shaws of Sunset.
I'm going to be doing that.
They're saying no.
No.
Okay, so what about you? I want to know what you think
so,
overall.
My final thoughts, I was a little bit disappointed, I have to say, because I really wanted... I mean, I got enough drama as is, but I could have done by seeing JD get in the middle, you know? I really wanted JD to get in there. I really wanted Whitney to be there, too.
Ooh,
I understand why Thomas... yeah, thank you. Oh, I love
what
it.
You're waiting for.
Yeah. I think with those two, it would have made it so much juicier.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the fact that it was a two-part reunion and not three.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they covered everything in
yeah.
two. Right?
Oh, no, definitely.
I don't feel like anything dragged on. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. as my final thought, I just want to give a round of applause for Catherine.
Yes, girl.
You handled it so well yes. this season, and yes. she just...
She probably read Patricia's book.
Which, by the way, if you haven't watched, we did a review of Patricia's yes. book, The Art of Southern Charm, and you guys can watch it. That was filmed last Sunday.
Yes, please yes. watch, yes. like, and subscribe, and then go buy the book.
We have it on our Twitter account, so, you know, follow us and whatnot. I want to get into our not-so-charming segment. Ooh. Do we have a not-so-charming? Do you guys have one? Or do we all agree it's Ashley?
It's Ashley.
Oh. I need a minute. Do you want to think about your not-so-charmings?
And I'm
gonna,
let's think about it first. And do you want to
yes,
give us
I'm gonna,
our
I'm going to give you guys
library?
A little message before we head out tonight, yeah. you guys. As if you haven't heard this maybe once or twice before, but we would just like to remind you guys that our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas to reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is literally no network that works harder to serve television fans. Truly, we love you guys. So
we do.
But as always, we need your help. We are asking that you please, please, please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button right now for
like
this
it.
Channel and like our comments and like our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And let us know that you did, and we will thank you right here on the show.
Right.
For now, thank you so much for being the best best fans all season long. Truly, guys, it wouldn't have been a season without you guys, and for helping us become the ESPN of TV Talk.
And just so you guys know, we were number one this last week.
That's what I was about to say. We were number one last week on that podcast.
Yes, and we were of all AfterBuzz TV. Yes.
So thank you, you guys. That's up to you. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
And I want to give some shout outs too, because our pod, you know, on iTunes, we get some great reviews. I want to give a shout out to Agal4980. Just discovered this podcast, but haven't found a Southern charm. So glad I have. Can't get enough of this cast in the show. Anne-Marie71 says, finding this podcast has been a true treasure. It's like sitting with my girlfriends dishing the latest episode.
Oh, I love that.
We have Chefs41081. AfterBuzz, you know, tend to be hit or miss, but Southern charm crew is great. Really enjoy breaking down the episodes with them. We also have some comments on our YouTube from Sophie Sweet Center saying, I love y'all so much. We have Gabby saying, can you please do another after show? I don't know what life will be at without this.
What am I going to do with my Thursday night?
Yeah, and we just have so many others, and we just want to thank you, because continuously throughout this entire season, it's been just comments, and you know, we love to interact with you guys, so we can't thank you enough, and we cannot wait until next season.
I'm just so sad right now.
Me too. I want to cry.
I know.
We brought some champagne because we were just like, we have to celebrate
right
tonight.
No.
So cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. We're cheersing you, Matt.
Cheers. And cheers to you, Matt.
Yeah, I'm cheersing back.
Before we go, though, I know you have some news, right?
I do a little bit.
TV News.
I love that. So I don't know if you guys saw on Instagram today, but we got a little taste from Mr. Austin that it looks like his
beer can't wait to taste.
Is actually coming to fruition. So it's called King's Calling Brew Company or Brewing Company. And he's releasing his Trop Hop. So he just gave us a little taste of that marketing on his Instagram today. And he said that he hopes that it is going to be, let's see, I was going to say maybe released later this year, but
he doesn't
stoked
say.
For all that's to come. And in the meantime, check out King's Calling Brewing for all things pertaining to the release date and everything in between. So looks like it's happening, y'all.
Yes.
What do we think about
that?
It's
cool. I like it.
I love it.
I
think it's really cool. I think it's innovative. It stands out to me for sure, and it definitely gives me like tropical vibes.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes.
My taste base is like no.
maybe it'll sting you in your stomach. I don't know.
I don't know.
That was horrible marketing. Can I just say that we would love like some of that beer.
we would love Austin to come on the show and drink the beer with us.
And that would be amazing.
Come on,
please,
Austin.
Come bring
that.
Your beer. Come and chop it up with us.
We're working on Shep, so.
Bring those glasses of yours, because you're so handsome.
Oh, the glasses.
Ooh, glasses.
Yeah. Come with glasses.
I'm married, but I can look.
He's like a teacher, a bad teacher. The champagne.
Champagne, sister. I have some news to share.
Yes,
so, Patricia, they were asking her about her wedding, right? If she were to get... Of course, she's getting married. She's engaged. She says she's not into big wasting money on big weddings. She said the first time she got married, she was 20, as we talked about it last week. Mm-hmm. And she says that what she hasn't done in the past is actually, she's like, she's been married on a yacht. She's been married by a trust officer of the bank. She's been married by a judge. So the last thing left is being married by Elvis Presley in his chapel.
Oh, she's going to Vegas?
So she's thinking about going to Vegas, tying the knot. She says it's going to be a spontaneous affair. Which,
oh,
Patricia,
gosh.
You have my address now, so
right.
send invitations
yes.
through.
Send an invite. We'll be there.
We won't bring our phones to film unless you want us to.
So I thought that was really neat. And could you imagine how much in theme she would get and just her
how
bow
exciting.
And her ring. Another thing that was actually in the news was that the Southern Charm Nursing Board received complaints about Ashley. And I guess she's practicing right now. She got her nursing license and she's been practicing, and apparently she's been posting videos and pictures of her of her clients. And what she's been doing is she's been sending it through private messages to her Southern Charm fans, so people who actually support her. So there was this one fan who came out and reported this. Yeah. And reported this to the board and saying how this is kind of like unfair. And in one of the videos that's actually shown, she's sitting with her patient under the Ravenel Bridge. Mm-hmm. And she's saying how she's out there having lunch and she, you know, posts the camera to the patient and says, oh, look, by the way, we're under the Ravenel Bridge, like having lunch. So
is that a HIPAA violation?
It is a HIPAA violation. Yeah. And, you know, I used to be a caregiver. So, it is. I will say she shouldn't be doing that. She's old enough to know that. But when I started first caregiving, I didn't know that. And I had posted a picture up on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
You know,
God.
Friends, just friends, of my patient's birthday. You know, he was, like, willing and able, and he wanted to take a picture. Oh, yeah. I said happy birthday to him. And then someone told me I could not do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's been in it long enough. I feel that she should know better. But, you know, if she had been, like, freshly into this, you know, I think she should have been given a little leeway. But it seems like she's, like, posting very, like, a lot of photos, right, and videos and stuff. So
she sends them through private messages.
Yeah, shame on her. So she should know better. Mm-hmm. She should know better. I, at the time, did not. And I was, you know, I was young. I was 25 at the time. So, you know, you got to live and you learn. I have a little bit of news as well. It's just a little thing. Catherine's hairstylist was saying that the hair clip that she wore, the hair accessory that she wore for show, it was a charm symbol in her hair. The charm symbol in her hair represents all love is equal no matter what race or sex. The reunion was filmed during Pride Month and she wrote a beautiful message indeed. So I thought that was really sweet. And
that's awesome. That was nice.
A good way to support, you know, our LGBT, what is it, Q?
LGBTQ, yeah.
I know.
That's right. You got it.
Yeah. Yes. And let's just hope that she's watching the part two with Patricia.
Yeah.
We saw that last week.
Yes,
right?
We did. Yeah.
All right, you guys. Well, that is it for today.
I don't
want
to get off.
And that is it for the season. It's so sad. I hate to say this. And it breaks my heart that this is our last show of the season. But we hope to be back next season.
Yes,
and
we will be back.
Yes.
Right?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
We've all been through a lot this season,
too. Yeah. I'll be here.
Girl, even through pregnant.
Even if I'm pregnant, I'll be here.
You better bust a camera to be here at your 9 months.
Yeah. I will. I will be here. Y'all have been so wonderful. Yeah. Thank you for including me. I came in halfway through the season, and I just so appreciate it. So.
I came in late, too.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
It was meant to be. We love you, Matt.
We love you, Matt. Yes. We miss you. We wish you were here.
Yes. Do you want to sign off, Laura, and tell everybody where you can find you?
Yeah. I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura Thomas Son.
Hey, everybody, Crystal McLaughlin here. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. That's with an I instead of a Y. And I'm going to be doing Shaw's The Sunset on August 2nd on Thursday night. So I hope you guys tune into that because I will be there talking about that show. And it won't be the same as this show, but hopefully it'll be semi-good.
It's Matt, you want to take it away? You want to tell everybody where they can find you?
Y'all can find me at TheMattMar2T2R. And here, this is what we're going to do, because I've mentioned this before, but I have a podcast. It's called The Dear Maddie Show, because I'm a therapist, and it's an advice podcast. So I'm going to do an individual show with, like, all of you, and then I think maybe even we'll do, like, a whole group show.
Yes! I love it!
I love that! Snaps for Matt.
Yes!
So for people, so follow me on Twitter or in your podcast app. Just look for Matt Maher and subscribe to The Dear Maddie Show, and you will get all that, and we're going to keep the train going.
Yes! Until we come back. Well, hopefully like Oprah and make me cry. I'll cry.
And we're also working on having some of the Southern Charm cast, whenever they're in LA, have them here for an interview. So you guys stay tuned for that.
Yes.
I just want to thank you guys so much because this is my first time moderating. You guys made it so easy for me. And you guys
have been the best ever.
I couldn't be more blessed with you guys. So thank you guys so much for being so patient. And you guys can find me everywhere at this is Maite. My name is Maite Creel. You can also find me Monday nights at 8 o'clock, Real Housewives of OC.
Yeah.
That is it for us tonight. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this season. We love you guys so much.
See you next season.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.